KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Effect on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon White Stag Block in Portland. Effect is a two-day conference that examines the work, culture, and design of social change. This grassroots event featuring stories from multiple marginalized activists, creators, and technologists working towards social change. Again, that's Affect on Thursday and Friday, September 6th and 7th at the University of Oregon, White Stag Block, 70 Northwest Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next will be Kitchen Table Conversations. Stay tuned.
If I go on my way without you, whoa, where would I go? Set sail with me, misty lady, set my spirit free.
Listening to KBOO Portland, and next is going to be Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary Postawaite and Marcelia Postawaite. Tonight we are playing the very first episode ever aired on Kitchen Table Conversations. So enjoy going back in time a couple of years. This is Kitchen Table Conversations. Thanks for listening to your community radio station.
A lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's A&A to reach its A's, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord. Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard. And plus,
Hello. And today on Kitchen Table Conversations, this is my first episode. My name is Mary Postawaite. I have an audience, my niece Evelyn, Marshalia, my daughter.
Hey.
Nick and Aron. Engineering is Delphine Crescenzo. You
hello.
Just heard chasing my dreams from my good friend Hennessy the Goon. So I have Aron and Nick in here today because I'm really excited about a couple things that I was talking to them about earlier. One of them being the YES program, or STRIVE.
Yeah.
And the other one being your guys' upcoming radio show.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And for those of you out there who know who I am, I was with Bread and Roses. And now, yay, I have my own show. And you know, I'm for the youth and their futures. And so that's why I'm excited to talk to Nick and Aron today, because they too are for the future of the youth. So won't we introduce yourselves? We'll start with you and who you are, where you're from.
Okay, so my name is Aron Andu. I'm a teacher at Rosemary Anderson High School. I'm originally from Eritrea, born and raised in Yemen, and moved to the U.S. in 2001. I'm also one of Nick's managers right now. Go ahead, Nick, introduce yourself.
My name is Nick. I'm from, I was born and raised in Portland. And
he's from my neck of the woods, y'all. He's from
North St. John.
So talk a little bit about the YES or STRIVE program that you guys were involved in.
Okay, so the STRIVE program is basically a program that was created to reduce violence in youth. It's a summer program where youth get employment, and they try to complete 180 hours. Mm-hmm. And the point of it is to serve their community in one way or another. So far, we have all of our campuses, all of the Rosemary Anderson High School campuses are running a STRIVE program. We have currently four ladies, and then Nick is our only guy in our program.
The lone gentleman in the group.
Yeah, yeah. We try to, our campus focused on ladies this year because it's important, I think, to give these young women the opportunity as well. Well, basically the program is for, they get to create a community service project, and I'm gonna let Nick tell you more about what project they came up with and the reason why they chose it.
Absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and let us know all about that, Nick?
We came up to make hygiene packs for the homeless with like deodorant, razors, shampoo, conditioner, body soap, everything that they need, tissue, and we're gonna hand them out. We're hoping to have like 50 to 75 packs for males and females, so like 150 total. And we're hoping to hand them out in Portland and start over in like St. John's and move to downtown.
That's wonderful. That's a really wonderful thing. And these are the reasons why I do what I do, because the youth that we have in our neighborhoods, they're not all stereotypically bad like people think that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, they strive to do things for their community also. So, Nick, what was it about the program that made you want to join? Was there something specific, or maybe a person? It could have been anything.
If I'm being honest, I did it last year too, but to make me come back, it was kind of the money and a summertime job.
Well, that's honesty. That's what's
But now it's like the people are really cool.
That's good. That's
and,
cool.
I want to do whatever I can to help people in my neighborhood.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. I like to hear that from the youth. So, let's talk a little bit about your guys' new show.
Yeah, Keeping It Real.
I'm excited. It's called Keeping It Real. That's right. So why don't you tell my audience a little bit about what it's about and what made you decide that you wanted to go ahead and collaborate together to do this?
Okay. I'm going to start with my perspective, and then maybe Nick could give us his. Delphine came into Rosemary Anderson, the New Columbia campus, and she ran the radio program for our youth. And as we were doing it, it kind of intrigued me. I know a lot of our youth are misrepresented in the media. And also there's a lot of news that doesn't make it out there. And so one thing we wanted to focus on was doing that. A lot of our youth are very talented and creative. Some of them write music, some of them write poetry. And so like I wanted to have a platform to where I could bring them in and have them do a piece to show people what they're capable of. At the same time, I wanted to shed light on a lot of the social issues that are going on and some of the news that doesn't make it to the mainstream media. And on top of that, I wanted to connect with a lot of, people who do amazing work, not just in Portland, but just in surrounding neighborhoods, even in Seattle. And just to talk to them and see what they're doing, maybe we could learn something from it, or somebody out there might be interested in something to collaborate with these people. And so I just wanted to give them a voice. Not that they don't have a voice already, but
right.
It might be more of a platform, you know, another outlet. And that's how I got connected with Nick at the school. So go ahead, Nick, tell us your perspective of it.
I kind of zoned out when he was talking, but
my perspective.
Of course.
What made you decide you wanted to be a radio host? You wanted?
Just the vibes here and the people here, and I really liked it being on the radio.
Yeah, it kind of gives you...
Yeah, getting my voice out there.
Yeah, me too.
Dollar voice.
Me too. You get behind the mic and you kind of take over. It's a different feeling. Yeah. Well, I like the idea of somebody else having a show is youth-oriented, a lot like my own. I don't feel that our youth get enough, you know, attention or positive attention, and their voices don't get heard as much as they should.
Yeah, definitely.
If we stop and we take a second to listen to what it is that they have to say, then, you know, maybe things might go a little smoother for their future, but you know, there's not a lot of us out there that are like that. So we're trying to help y'all along, that y'all see that our children are smart and they got things to say, things to do.
That's right.
And they're willing to help.
They're willing to change this world.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, Marshalia? What's your take on the YES program? I mean, you've never been in it, but you do have a friend who was in it, Miss Angel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she participated in it.
I think programs like that are always good, because I kind of had a program like that, but it was Food Works, to start off, you know, in the summertime, making a little bit of money and helping your community out. I think it definitely gives youth the feeling of responsibility and kind of power that they have, over themselves and over their own whatever it
destiny.
Is. Yeah. So I think if like anybody could join the program, like it's probably, you know, best to do so, or even, you know, something like Food Works or a job, you know, along those lines, I think is always a good route to go, especially if you're still in school and you have nothing to do for the summer. Just stay out of trouble. Right, it makes money.
Like, and help the community at the same time.
Yeah, and it's important too, because they pick up a lot of important skills, like job interviewing skills, fundraising,
communications.
Skills. Yeah, a lot of them are afraid to speak in public, and so
I learned all that
speaking.
I learned all those skills through Food Works as well, which is another little program like the YES program or the Strive program.
It's definitely positive.
So if you had a message to get out to young people like yourself, Nick, you know, what would it be?
Get a job.
I heard that.
It's cool to like have your mom or your dad or whoever buy you a pair of shoes or buy you some new clothes or a phone, but when you have a job and you buy it yourself, it means a lot more.
You feel that, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's definitely what I learned when I started to work too, is you appreciate everything that you have more. Once it's handed to you, you don't realize all the work that was put into getting those, or that pair of shoes or $50 or whatever it was. And it's a lot of work. And man, I appreciate the money I got.
That's good. See, not all the youth are out there trying to sling drugs or stand on the corner. They're not all out there doing, you know, going to jail and doing things that they shouldn't do. Some of them, you know, we're not all perfect, as I've always said.
Yeah,
things happen.
And you know, and they all make these mistakes too.
Absolutely.
They're young, you know, they're young. Let them learn, let them grow.
So I'm glad that you guys came today. I'll probably have you guys on again, because I just love y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary Anderson High School is one of my, I hold it to my heart, because I was you.
Yeah.
When I was younger, so you know, I kind of feel how the students there feel, and I can understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. So you know, I kind of took them in, and I kind of feel like they're the ones I want to work with. They're the ones I want to put on the pedestal to pave the way for the rest of the youth. So
yeah, and they love you too, and
I'll be working a lot with y'all.
Yeah, and raising the awareness with, you know, with sex trafficking.
Absolutely.
I think that was a really important
some of that
project.
Sand is still out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's a reminder, definitely.
Yeah, you guys should go on the net and try to check it out, the Red Sand Project that we did with the Rosemary Anderson students. It's really,
really
great.
Cool.
It was
yeah,
fun.
It was
amazing project.
Really
cool. It was fun. Y'all should look it up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, you know, when I decided to get my own show, this is why I decided to do it, was just this. The same thing I was doing on Bread and Roses. Have a conversation with young people or just people of like-mindedness of
real
myself.
People.
Right. And talk about things that you guys want to talk about, you know. To my audience out there, I've always said you can call in, you can always leave messages on my voicemail, or not voicemail, my messenger, excuse me, don't call me, please. I don't accept calls. But anyway, and let me know what you want to hear about and the topics that are interesting and important to you. We will be having a webpage put up for Kitchen Table Conversations, mm-hmm. so you can leave your comments and your suggestions there. Until then, you can leave them on my page. We're gonna
whichever we can play, Mary. We have a few tracks that we could be playing from youth that have performed. We have Alexis and we have Dwan.
Let's play Dwan
first.
Yes, this is a repeat of what I've had on one of my shows, and this is more of what you'll get to look forward to hearing and hear us talking about in the future with these youth. This is a young man that does a little bit of rap and spoken word. He's been on my show, so.
And he'll be on again.
And he will be on again. So here it is.
Feel close at a distance, sending my well wishes. I don't hold fair opinions. I think it's all. Well, it's all good. No, it's almost perfect. Mistakes are almost certain. Feelings getting used to hurting is something I cope with. Don't hold it, cause we all go through the highs and lows. What's mine is yours, mine is yours. Above the shores, watching waves crash. In my head, I watch days pass. In my room, I remain tagged. Once a pure soul, now bits are stained black. Lord, forgive me. Cycles repeat, I'm a part of history. Alaska and Natu, I own a part of them streets. Don't pardon this piece, say I'm subparts, cause you part of what's against me. Them strangers don't look gently. Call up Brother Bentley, told him how the evil tempt me. Need a hand and I was blessed with 20. Still saying thanks to a mass of many. Walking clueless like I ain't have any. I'm not a perfect being, nor will I ask to be. I learn from my failure, and the tone I say casually. Because no matter how wise you perceive yourself, or how right you are and believe yourself, recognize you need some help. People seeing your wealth, your status, but in the end, none of that matters. In fact, we live in a world today where we see things backwards. Then when we follow through with procedures, we wonder why nothing happens. And then you begin to waste time on useless actions. I do it too. No shame in saying that. Don't be fooled out the truth. We often see it to deny the proof, create lies and define the truth. When it's already been outlined, but we decide to choose to give it a new name, thinking it'll be at rest, but at best it blows like butane. A stitch in time saves nine. Thank you.
Again, that was Dwan from Rosemary Anderson High School.
He's not from Rosemary Anderson.
Where is he from?
He's from De La Salle,
we'll
North Catholic
him.
High School.
Oh, we'll claim him.
He went
right.
to school with me.
We'll take him.
No. He's a knight. He's a knight.
Okay. He's good.
So one of the things that I had said when I was with Bread and Roses, I wanted to do a piece on pet peeves.
Because
I have so many pet peeves, people. Okay, get this. I cannot stand when I'm standing on a bus. I don't take public transportation very often because for those of you who know me, I have a mental condition that does not allow me to be around a large group of people in a tight situation. I end up having panic attacks. So I cannot stand when I'm standing or sitting on a bus and somebody walks by me and smacks me in the head with whatever it may be and doesn't say, excuse me. That is a huge pet peeve for me. So, Marshaley has been waiting for this, so I'm going to let her tell her pet peeve next.
Whoa! I got a lot of pet peeves.
One, please. Keep it clean.
I don't know.
Nick?
I can't think of one right this second.
My biggest pet peeve is her own, honestly. I hate when I see somebody going to the store and all they're going in there to do is steal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's annoying. What's even more annoying is when the people just look at them and say, oh, okay. Now, they came in with nothing and they left with nothing, but they've been in the store for an hour.
Their bags all.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you...
My pet peeve. I don't have a lot of, like, pet peeves, but one that always kind of stuck out to me was, like, I go sit at a bus stop. Like on the seat, and I look down, and it'd be just
a puddle of spit.
Oh, God. I mean, hate
like
that.
Spit to the side or on the
that
grass.
That is so disgusting.
Oh, my God.
We have that problem with people well, that litter around.
I almost slipped in one of those one time.
Oh my
Lord. Sick. Not good. So, not good.
Yeah, not okay.
Yeah.
I would hate to fall. Anybody who knows me, I'm like really tall. And if I was to fall, that's like really far down there. Yeah. So, I might connection. Break my neck or something, you know, my butt bone.
Uh-huh. Tall people problems right there.
Right. You know, we have way more air to catch going down. Scary.
Trying to grab air, trying to catch yourself.
Right. It's crazy.
I'm catching anybody next to me.
You're coming with me. Right. I hope my son is there when I do fall. You know, he's huge.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like a rock.
Yeah.
He'll stop me from falling, I hope. Anyway, so have you figured out your pet peeve?
Yeah, one of them.
Which one?
So one of my biggest pet peeves while I was in school was when I would be in class and it would be like a class I enjoyed and everybody else talking. And I ask them to be quiet, and then they get louder.
Is that something?
Irks my nerves.
And the student's saying, I can't stand it when the other students talk.
Right.
No, like for real. Like
I want to learn.
I'd be in Mr. Hawkins' class. Enjoying my class, economics, and everybody would just be talking. And I'd ask them nicely to be quiet, and they look at me like I was crazy or something.
Right. Okay. Teachers love it, though, when students, like, support them and tell other students to be quiet. Be like, see, you're bothering somebody out there.
See, there is somebody who wants to learn.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
if it's only one in the classroom, there's somebody who wants to learn.
I got another one.
Okay, what is
it? So when I'm in class, and it's just a couple students messing around, and the teacher just says, I'll wait. And just sits there with that I'll wait face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, y'all know tuck their lips
I know what you're talking about too. Whoa.
He's talking about me.
No, shout out to Miss Weems. Ms. Since Weems. You ain't coming back to PRC, but you used to do that.
But that's you love Miss Weems.
You have some pet peeves over there? My niece Evelyn is sitting in the corner all quiet.
Come on.
You have
Evelyn.
Something that bothers you a lot that you just can't stand when people do it? No?
I don't
want to
say it.
You don't want to say it? She's quite shy, but she wanted to come tonight. Okay, what is it? It's a secret.
She said that one of her pet peeves is when she's in class or anywhere and people are just rude for no reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's really irritating.
Be nice, people.
Especially when you don't know somebody.
Yeah.
Or if you're walking in the store and people just look at you all crazy, you know. Like, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
One of my pet peeves is when I'm walking down the street and I'm trying to be friendly and I'm like, hi, how you doing? And they just look at me and don't say nothing. I'm like, I'm trying to be nice and have a good day.
Shake a hand and meet a friend.
Right, as Nana would say, shake a hand and make a friend. Rest
in
peace.
Right, rest in peace. That's right. So, you know, you're out of school now.
Hey.
Graduated, thank goodness.
So yeah, happy.
You got better in school than me. You know, I didn't like school very much. So, but when you were in school, what was it that you, what did you feel like was lacking for you as far as school and whether it was curriculum or, you know, maybe a counselor or whatever you felt like might have been lacking for you?
So for those who know me, they know I went to De La Salle for 3 years and then I transferred to Roosevelt my last year. And I'd say at De La Salle, the thing that was lacking, even though it was a really small school, I don't feel like we were as connected as we should have been as a whole. The staff there was great. I loved everybody who taught me, but I feel like I didn't have the connections with my peers that I wanted to have. And I think at Roosevelt, it was the complete opposite. I feel like the teachers were lacking.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like when I went to Roosevelt, they were only focused on the ones who were really, going somewhere, who were straight A's or A and B students. They weren't focusing on the ones who were struggling, who were, you know, doing bad in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, from what I seen and from how I felt, I don't feel like they really connected with their students as much as those at De La Salle did with me anyway.
So maybe more motivation from the teachers.
Yeah.
It's harder in a public school.
It is.
Setting. Not that it's an excuse for the teachers to, you know, not step up and make the children feel like they're there for them.
And, like, with that being said, I feel like it goes both ways. The kid needs to make an effort as well as the teacher. It can't Absolutely. Be one-sided.
Absolutely.
And that's also something that I've seen a lot. And when people ask me, who are younger than me, how I got through it, you know, I really just had that hope of, you know, finding that one person, whether it was a friend or a teacher in the school who I could just go to and rely on. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got through my high school was with that little bit of hope. And sometimes it's hard to find, but it just takes that one person to mm-hmm. to help you through it.
What do you see that is lacking for or in the school system for you?
Well, I know when I went to Roosevelt, it seemed like there's only a couple teachers that cared. Like, I went to Roosevelt my freshman year and like halfway through sophomore year. And I had a teacher tell me that they said you're not going to graduate. And I was like, oh, so you're just telling me that. And she just kept going on about how I wasn't going to graduate at all. And that's when like I was dropping out and I was like, oh, I'm done with school. Just with the way that I would try to get help and I wouldn't get it. My mom would call up there and try to talk to people to give me more help and stuff. But no one would call her back. So I ended up just, I told her I was dropping out. And like a week later, I was sitting in class at POIC. Because I transferred, she got me out quick. Mm-hmm. And at POIC, I feel it's more, instead of just like a school, they're actually trying to be there for you and show you that they care.
That's what's up. Well, I'm glad you found that for yourself. Because there are a lot of youth out there that don't.
But it's sad at the same time that he had to hear that from, you know, someone who's supposed to be teaching you and educating absolutely. You and empowering you to do better for yourself. And I've heard teachers just say, you know, I'm just here for the paycheck.
Me too.
That's you know, and that,
or I get paid either way.
Right. And, right. you know, at the end of the day, it's true.
It is However, true. But that doesn't mean that, right. you know, you can't treat the students like they're people.
Right.
Right. And, you know, I like to have a lot of fun and I like to joke and laugh and, you know, do little cute little smart little things when I'm, you know, on the radio or at home. But, you know, the topics that I talk about are really serious. Mm-hmm. And our students are or for me is my main focus. And I take them very seriously. And these are words coming from, you know, my daughter who struggled. She yeah. struggled to be the one to graduate from high school. And, you know, I didn't graduate. So for her to do that is like a great accomplishment. I'm very proud of her. And here we have a young man who is saying the same thing. And he, you know, he wants a future and he wants to, you know, better himself and have a better life for him and his. But here we have, you know, these adults or teachers in his life that are telling him that, you know, hey, you're not. And that's not okay. I'm glad that he found this, you know, yeah. Someone who cared about
the
and
support.
The dynamics between Aron and Nick are unbelievable. I was talking to them earlier, and they just have this relationship like me and you, Marshalia. You know, it's kind of like that. We can joke and we can, you know, talk to each other in a different manner, and right. people look at us like, what?
Yeah. yeah.
But we know. You know, we're right. here,
right.
and I see that same dynamic with you two, and it's a wonderful thing to see, mm-hmm. because I, you know, to have such positive leadership for a young person in our community is a great thing. I commend you for what
yeah.
you do.
Like, thank you.
Yeah.
If you think you're not going to graduate or you can't do it, like, I went into POIC with, like, I went in three, like, in the last semester of my sophomore year with, like, 3 credits, and now I only wow. need, like, 9 to graduate.
Wow.
Wow.
So
that's what's up.
See?
Yeah. See, and it can be done with the right mm-hmm. the right person there to yeah, give you the structure and the leadership right. that you need. It can yeah. be done. And it puts your mind in the positive aspect that you need it to be in. You know, so that's a wonderful thing to hear. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to commend Aron as well, just because not usually you hear about a lot of females taking on the role of, you know, being the big sister or the mentor. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear about a lot of, you know, men doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I believe we need more of. We need more men in this society to take in younger men and younger boys and teach them the way, like the right way of right. doing things and just having that support. So, you know, I commend you and Nick, you know, because I know that he's as well he's a role model as well.
Absolutely. It says something. Yeah. When you go through the things that you've gone through, or you know, people have said the things that they've said, and you still, even though maybe it's not Roosevelt to some, whatever, but for you, this is your future, and you're taking it in your own hands, and you're doing something for yourself, and I commend you for that.
Yeah.
You know, not everybody can do it. Not everybody can. I couldn't. I, you know, I went and I got my GED, and I'm not putting myself down for getting my GED and
not
graduating.
And there's nothing wrong with getting your GED.
Right.
You know, if I had had that one person in my life that could have, you know, maybe given me the extra push, maybe I could have lasted throughout high school and graduated and, you know, whatever the future held for me. But it didn't happen like that, and that's okay, because I'm here now, who I am, and if I wasn't, I wouldn't be right here talking to y'all.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
If you could have something put in to your school, what would it be? If you could have, like, one thing. See, when I was in school, we had everything. You know, grade school, we had everything. We had all kinds of different electives. We had all kinds
workshop
of...
workshop and all that.
I'll say money.
Money?
Because if they put in... I'm not saying PRC doesn't have good programs, but with the more money, they would be able to...
So maybe more funding for school.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big issue. That's something that I'm going to be talking about on my show, actually. How our school system has lost so much and keeps... people keep taking from the school system. You know, they're taking the sports, they're taking the outdoor schools, they're taking the curriculum, the books, the libraries, the schools, you know, so that'll be something that I'll be talking about in the future too.
Those are the things that keep the students engaged, you know. These are a lot, like I remember my in seventh grade as an immigrant child, one of the my best memories was getting to do, like, to make race cars in shop class, you know, or learned how to cook or sew.
Yes.
And all of these programs are being taken away left and right. And it's like, you know, you cannot expect students to sit in class and just learn curriculum for 6 hours a day without engaging.
Feels like prison.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This it's not a prison. You know, you gotta give them more. You gotta invest in the arts and then, you know,
hook into.
Yeah,
you know, be excited about.
They need to be moving, touching things, seeing things, sensing them, and you know, that's learning. You know, learning is not just in the books.
That's right. In fact, in my opinion, as my daughter always knows, you know, I'm not a very big book person. I'm more of a hands-on, learn by doing type of person.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, we don't have that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go into school nowadays and learn by doing, because they don't have that.
Yeah.
You get to learn by writing, or not saying
on
that
a
that's
computer.
Not okay. Right.
Yeah.
Technology.
Yeah, like a 300-word page, like, essay about singing instead of giving you a microphone and telling you to sing.
Right,
you
here.
Know?
Right.
It's like,
so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if I were to, like, put something into schools, I would put all the things that y'all had, like my parents and my grandparents had in schools, but also things that, like, will help you throughout life, like how to do your taxes, because I surely don't know how to do mine. Like, I get a file taxes this year and I don't know what I'm gonna do. So looks like I'll be going to my
thank
grandma.
Goodness you have a grandma
who knows how
who
to
does
do
that
it. Or just, you know, public speaking or
Simple,
customer service, learning how to count money or use a cash register, things that you're going to need later on in life.
Savings, credit,
checkings,
things,
right?
Yeah, things that would, you know, help you become a better adult.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because I felt like after I graduated, don't get me wrong, learning everything I learned, some of the things have helped me. However, I felt lost.
Yeah.
I moved out right after I graduated and I was gone almost a year. And even though I had people behind me, I still felt lost. I was an adult, but I didn't know how to be an adult because I wasn't taught, besides by my mom. Like, I knew what to do, but it just wasn't the same. Like, I didn't feel like I...
Your school prepared you?
Right.
There's just a lot of road bumps in the way.
Yes, there was.
I did all this learning, and I can't put it anywhere.
That's true. I remember my first apartment. Like, I didn't even know what a down payment was. Like, you learn all of that hard way. Yeah. Like, you know, just little things like that that would make college even easier, you know?
What did you say?
They don't really teach things that you need in life.
Yeah, they don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
You being in middle school, Evelyn, It's different for you because you haven't hit high school yet. But is there anything that you would want to be put into your school or middle schools?
If you had one program that you could put in there.
I'd guess it would be like a hands-on workshop for kids that have things that they want to do in life, like if they want to build houses, have somebody to be there to help them learn how to do construction and actually have a hands-on experience unlike these programs that they give.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we had when I was growing up. We had like, you know,
wood, I swear that wood, was the mic.
That did not sound right, Marshalia.
It was the mic. It was the mic. Yeah,
it was the mic. I'll vouch for her.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yes, when I was growing up, we had those. We had the workshops that taught you how to do woodworking, and you got to work on cars if you wanted to work on cars or home ec. Yeah, I don't see any of that nowadays. So maybe one day when one of these people out there that have all kinds of money can donate to the schools and put one of them programs back in there. Right.
Something I could add to my school would be respect for the teachers.
Respect for the teachers. My niece said if she could add something to the school, it would be respect for the teachers.
It needs to go both ways, too, though.
That's true. Nick said respect for the students. Mm-hmm. And this is true, you know. It does go both ways. Because even though we have what some people would consider problem children, you know, I don't look at them as problem children.
Not at all.
But, you know, to some, that's a good way to put it. They deserve respect. You know, you can't expect these students to respect you if you don't show them the same respect that you want.
Exactly.
You know, and that's a big thing. My son is big on that right about now. You know, my son is 14 and he's big on, you know, technically or, well, if I have to, so do you. Why do you
fair want? Treatment, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, and technically he's right. It's the truth. And I'm glad that you said that, Nick, because I think more adults need to hear that. That, you know, we need to start respecting our kids just a little bit more about, you know, what they say.
What do you say? How to respect you, Nick? That was that.
It goes a long way by just talking to them like they're a human being. That exactly. can go a long ways that for some
true.
People.
That's
so
true.
So just, like, keep that in mind. As I mean, for the student and for the adult.
That's big. I think a lot of adults too underestimate how much students know, like the knowledge. There is a saying in my culture, you know, I'm Eritrean, and my uncle always says this. And Nick is always laughing about where I'm from. But
hey, don't say that because I don't sound right on the radio.
I'm sure.
They don't get it.
I'm sure.
It's not like that.
It's just jokes.
I love it every year.
But no, you know, the saying is, don't ignore me because I'm young and don't listen to me because I'm older.
Yeah, please.
Hello, we have a caller. His name is John. Are you there?
Long time standing member, proud member of KBOO, and I love the show. It's very interesting for me. I'm 59 years old. To hear everybody of different ages talk about, especially schools, and it makes me angry too. And please, everyone, get your friends. If you're going to be 18 by November 7th, 2016, you can vote. And it's so important to vote. A lot of people, they don't bring it up. And if we don't vote, it gets worse all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Exactly.
It does.
Right.
And
the down ticket races are really important, you know, like all the way down to the dog catcher and the city council and the school board and all that. And it's so important that we stay involved in our community so we can get these billionaires to start paying their fair share of taxes. They're sitting on a whole bunch of money. Yeah. And that's why we've lost so many programs.
Absolutely.
That is true.
I really appreciate that, John. I get angry too sometimes when I see that they're taking things from our students and you know, not giving them the programs that they need. And yes, it is very important that when you turn 18 and you become an adult to go ahead and go out there and register to vote. you know, your voice matters and your opinion matters. So absolutely, I appreciate your call in, John.
Yeah, and I challenge all of you adults. Sorry, Mr. John, I also want to add to what you're saying. I want to challenge teachers and adults, anybody that's listening to us right now, educate youth on different political parties, mm-hmm. educate them on, you know, the different candidates and what they have to offer them, because they have to understand that they have the right to vote.
And it's their future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's something that our ancestors have been fighting for a long time. And that's a powerful tool that we're not utilizing.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. I appreciate that very much.
Great show, and keep up the great work, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was very nice. I like to hear things like that. And more of you can call in if you want. And, you know, let me know what your opinions are. Yeah. Any suggestions that you have? Yeah, sure, share the number with them, Delphine.
So 503-231-8187 if, like John, you want to contribute great pieces to the show.
Absolutely. I'm willing to hear whatever you have to say. Keep it positive.
No negativity.
I don't do negativity. Mm-hmm. Please. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You just said everybody.
Can we go to Alexis? This is Alexis and her spoken word. She was on my show while I was with Bread and Roses. She made a powerful impact on me, and I think that she'll do the same for you. So here she is, Alexis.
Chivalry is not dead. When I walk down the streets, that's forbidden to be said, because the men drive their steeds and clad themselves in armor in disguise. Chivalry cannot be dead, otherwise how would you explain the compliments I receive? Indeed, chivalry is live and well. Otherwise, who would save my vulnerable self from, oh, men? See, the most glorious act of chivalry is the holler from a car window, right? Nice butts and nice breasts, they only want you to know they admire them. They'll save you from resting stale face. Smile, they say, as I walk down the street. Turns out that's not as intriguing as you would think. My body is the ideal reward. Maybe if you grab me, that's the trick. Let's get married tomorrow. Is that what you think will come of it? Follow me for 6 blocks and see where that gets you. If I call the cops, is that considered a deal breaker? My obligation to you is actually none at all. I'm not sorry for the rejection. I know your ego will fall, but I have no time for catcalling or feeling small. It's not a shame to say no. Maybe it's your mother you should call. See, women are the chivalrous ones after all. Each day is a battle and never one to forget. Our lives on the line if we put on a dress or pants or maybe a hijab, because it turns out clothing can't save us after all. Only we can do that. And our male allies, whether trans, cis, or in between, we are each other's alibis. Though chivalry may be lost, one thing is for certain. We must save ourselves or we must close the curtain.
That was Alexis. I hope that that spoken word poetry spoke to you like it did me. She's such a powerful young lady. I love her so much. Unfortunately, I have not been able to get a hold of her. If you are listening, Alexis, please get a hold of me. I would love for you to come on my show again. You are a great inspiration to me. So we have about a little over 15 minutes left. And I want to talk a little bit about different things that are going to be going on in my show other than the pet peeve segment. I'm very youth oriented, but there are other things that I fight for, like my community. I live in the North Portland area and I'm a big advocate of my community. I don't feel like there's enough out there for our youth, or even, you know, our adults nowadays, other than, you know, go to the bar. But I don't drink, I don't do any of that. So, you know, I'd like to start things out there a little bit more. But in the future on my shows, I will be having my monthly challenges, and in those monthly challenges I will be asking the community to do things like work with the youth or do something for their community or whatever the thing is that month that I decide to do. And this month my challenge for my listeners is to learn how to grow an herb garden.
Whoa.
In your home.
That's a
good one.
And I
good
say
challenge.
That because I want to learn how to grow an herb garden in my kitchen.
Dale?
So
I'm on it, Marshalia.
I challenge those of you and start your herb gardens. Take pictures, post them on social media so that I can see them. Tag me in them, Mary Postlewaite. Or you can tag KBOO, so you know, we all get them that way too.
It might be easier to tag KBOO so you don't have to type her long last name.
But I'm going to tell you what it is anyway. So get a pen and a piece of paper because you're going to need it. My name is Mary. Regular spelling, and my last name is Postlewaite. You can message me on Facebook and leave me those pictures, and I will do the same. So I'm going to be learning something new too, and let me know how you learned and what kind of herbs you're growing, and and I'll do the same for you guys so we can learn together, you know. Yeah, I'm not a farmer. My daughter's a farmer, but
hey,
I want to learn
farmers.
How to be a farmer. So, yeah. What do you think?
You're going to
do the challenge?
Too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Nick?
Shout out to my brother, too.
Challenge to you.
To grow something?
Some herbs.
Herbs, Nick.
Onions. Thyme.
That is not onions are not an herb.
I know they're not, but that just first came to
mind. Thyme, sage.
Sage.
Oregano, basil.
Okay.
All that.
We have another caller. His name is Jake. Are you there?
I sure am.
Well, hello. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great.
I just had one comment for especially the young woman in middle school who's in the studio with you guys now, but also for all the young women who are listening.
Uh-huh.
And that's that there. I use a co-working space called Hatch Innovation that's over off of Sandy, and there's a group in there. They're called Girls Build, and girlsbuildpdx.com is their website. And what they do is get young women holding power tools and into construction site stuff. It's a week-long summer camp. They have a number that go through the summertime, and it's a really cool opportunity. And I know some of this stuff is out of the schools, but at least that's still there. So I wanted to share that with everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Could you do me a favor? Could you post that on my Facebook page? That would be great. If you need me to spell my name again, I can, because I know it's difficult. I know it's a difficult last name. But I'm sure if you look it up, if you just type in Mary Post, you'll see me.
Okay. I'll look for it, and I'll get that on there in just a little bit.
Absolutely.
Have a great day, and
thank you,
everybody. Thank you for everything you're sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling in. So, if you go onto my webpage, you'll see the information that he's about to post. That's an excellent, excellent program for girls and young women. I did not know about that. I'm glad that he called in and shared that information.
Yeah, for sure.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to go look it up and see what it's all about. So, and that was for you, Miss Evelyn.
Just for you.
Hey. Thank you, Jake. So, you know... I like to make things a little fun. We joke around a lot. You know, we have kind of this relationship where we like to joke. And honestly, you know, there are things that I'm not allowed to joke about that I would like to. But, you know, not everybody understands, like my daughter said. Not everybody understands how we joke. But I like to make this show fun. And seriousness can be fun, too. You know, and in doing that, I need your guys' opinions. And I need your guys' you know, voices to... leave me messages or call into the show and let me know what it is that's important to you so that we can, you know, put it out there and have fun with it and, talk about it on air. Whether you're young or old, male or female, it doesn't matter to me. I will talk about just about anything you want me to, almost anything you want me to. Absolutely. So tell people about your show, the day that it's on, the times, and the name of it, Nick. What's the name of your show?
Keeping It Real.
Keeping it real, because hey. That's what we like, to
right.
keep it
real. Yeah, maybe Delphine can tell
us the
time slots.
The show is going to be on the 5th Wednesday. So Table Kitchen Conversation, like tonight, is going to be first Wednesday of the month. And so every 5th Wednesday, you'll be tuning in to Keep It Real. So the first show is August 31st.
Yeah,
from 6 to 7.
Yes.
So you guys can hear.
When's your first show?
August 31st.
Come on, Nick. Oh. Pay attention, Nick.
August 31st from 6 to 7.
That's right.
Keeping it real.
That's right. We're excited about this show. We're excited about this show. Excuse my English. It is my third language after all. But
only third?
Only my third one.
I don't know any, but English.
I'm working on that one. But no, we're really excited. You know, we want to have fun, but we also want to make sure we touch up. Yeah, and we keep it real. And, absolutely. You know, we just want to have different perspectives. Mm-hmm. You know, different voices, and you know, we just want to keep it fresh.
Do you have like a little insight, a small little intake on what your show's first show is gonna
be about?
So feature? Yeah, so we got one of my students. His name is Mario. Shout out to Mario. He's a great kid from Mexico. He's an immigrant, just like me. Very bright. He raps. And, you know, me and Mario had a lot of deep conversations mm-hmm. just about life in general. He has an amazing perspective on things. And so he was one of the guests that I wanted to present. And also one of our very own POIC people, his name is Hyke Brown.
I know Hyke.
Yeah, I know Hyke too.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He's a coach for wrestling in Grant. He's also a gang outreach a member for POIC, a mentor, and he does security for our campus, so he's a jack of all trades.
Oh boy. Hey.
Yeah, he's doing he's a great mentor. I always pick his brains mm-hmm. about things that
continue
have to do
to
with
do that.
That. Yeah, I'm gonna continue to do that, definitely. But I also just wanna, you know, just bring him in, and we're gonna talk mm-hmm. to him about the work he does in Portland and yeah. surrounding areas, and why he's passionate about it is yeah. very important. And also his story. He has yeah. a very interesting story.
He does.
And
he
so
does
I'm indeed. Really excited to share that with everybody.
Yeah, people, when they look at him, don't expect the story to be the way it is. Yeah.
I didn't.
It's kind of yeah. like mine.
I did
people
not expect
people don't expect my story to be the way
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, the same way. Yeah. And, yeah. and then that's yeah, and that's somebody who's lived his life and, you know, yeah. took responsibility mm-hmm. for his actions, but then came back and changed.
And changed it. Yeah.
That's where you can say you can't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah. You know, we'll be talking about that on my show in the future also, because, you know, I go through that a lot during the day. People judge me by the way I look. I'm tall. You know, I have different types of tattoos. I like different types of things that most people find, I guess, weird or whatever. But,
odd.
You know, yeah, you know, it makes me who I am, though. So we'll be talking about that.
Yeah.
In the future on my shows also, and the individuality yeah. and how people perceive each person's individuality and how I learned to, you know, look at people as individuals and not as what they look like. Because yeah. on the outside, they may look one way, but they may be a whole different person on the inside.
Right.
Yeah.
So in my journey in life, I've learned that also. So
Yeah, and it's definitely important. And Hyke is a guy that I always see interact with youth. Who are considered tough or mm-hmm. scary or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, all these stereotypes yeah. are about him. He always interacts with him on a personal level. And Nick is laughing because somebody viewed him as a scary youth not too long ago. It was a funny story, actually. But anyways, we'll talk about that on a later day. But for now, just know that we got a great lineup waiting for y'all.
That's great. I can't wait to hear it. I'm
same.
Excited. I am, definitely. Especially if Hyke. He's funny. I like him a lot. He's
definitely.
A good guy. I've worked with him in the past.
Yeah.
But that's good. So maybe one day you can have Marshaley on there,
oh,
too.
Oh, definitely.
I try to get her on as much as possible.
Whoa. Yeah, she will.
She can't stand it.
Thanks for mm-hmm. volunteering me for things.
Thank
always.
You for volunteering. I appreciate
thank
it.
You very much.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thanks
yeah.
for asking me to be on your show, yeah, you know.
We already got you booked and everything. No worries. We saved the slot for you. And
okay, cool. Just let me know so I can take my day off.
And make sure she's not at work that day.
Yeah, we're going to coordinate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Or, you know, I get off early or something.
Yeah.
Right, like today?
Shh.
Yeah, she scared me while I was going home, and she was walking down the hill with my stepdaughter. I didn't know why. All I heard was mom.
Anyway.
And there she was. So, yeah, I look forward to the future, and I'm glad that you guys came on to the show, and I can't wait to hear you guys on the air.
Yes.
I'm really excited to hear it.
We're going to invite you, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I'll
excited.
Definitely be ready.
I'm definitely excited.
And maybe one of these days we can get my niece here to come on and actually... be on the show and speak.
Yeah.
You know, draw that out in her. Mm-hmm. She
well,
might
we
like
will.
It. She might like it. I think that she would. Gives you an outlet. But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Again, this is a musical to Closer to My Dreams mm-hmm. by Hennessy the Goon.
Hennessy.
I love you.
No. A lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so.
Look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easy.
Again, this is Hennessy the Goon, and I just want to say, signing out, Mary Postlewaite. This is Kitchen Table Conversations on KBOO 90.7 FM. Thank you, Delphine, and Arona Nick. Thank you, Marshalia. And thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, all my listeners listening out there. Tune in and stay tuned on Facebook for the information that we've put out there today. You guys have a wonderful evening and a great month. Thank you.
But I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches, praying that I make it. Yes, they're living in the same conditions. That's far-fetching, double-minded, having double standard, double temptation in my face. My kryptonite is damaged. They say, if you knew better, you would do better. But I know I'm still living up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth for death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm cool, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every move. To make it in this life, you gotta sacrifice and lose. That's the truth. If I'm lying, you can stop me now. I'm standing tall, so you can never ever break me down. God got me, you don't. You a lying, he won't. You a fake and he can't. And that's the friend that I want. You non-believers, I don't get it. You say he's a fraud. Yet every time you get in trouble, you say, oh my God. Would you die for everybody to have a clean slate? Or get beaten until we couldn't recognize your face? Now I don't think so. It's time to wake up and look around, because the devil's trying to take us. I know I'm not perfect, but tell me who is. You couldn't judge me if you wanted. Lead to judging to him. I know I'm going on the whim to get the ignorant to listen. God gave me your word. Now it's time to do my mission. I don't get it. Is my pigment such a bad thing? Are we in our last days or a bad dream? This world is contributions so confusing and it's complex. We living just to die, so I'm wondering am I next? Yeah.
I feel it in my sleep.
Sing it to him, baby.
I'm getting high and higher.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7 o'clock, and next is Keeping It Real. Stay tuned.
KBOO hosts a monthly film series at the Clinton Street Theater called KBOO at the Clinton. This month, we'll screen the film Urban Roots on Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Urban Roots is a documentary that tells the story of the emergence of urban farming in Detroit.
They really not getting out and seeing what's going on out in the city of Detroit, because me tell you, if they did, man, all the stuff they talking about up there wouldn't mean nothing.
This growing movement of urban farmers is changing the way people think about food and life in Detroit. Again, that's a film screening of the documentary Urban Roots, Thursday, September 13th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at KBOO.